Six Nations elected council have implemented an interim bylaw in hopes to counter illegal dumping and contaminated soil from entering the territory. The announcement comes after an April discussion from council where community concerns were brought forward, highlighting the need for more measures to stop illegal dumping from taking place on Six Nations. During the April 22nd General Council meeting, Councillor Amos Key Jr. spoke on the need for harsher punishment for illegal dumping.
I think, Council, we need to know that whatever legislation that we craft and draft has to have more than being responsible. It's got to be prosecutional. They got to know they can be prosecuted. People who go outside of that circle who are damaging our properties. I think that's what it's got to be. I'm talking tough love, talking legislation with teeth instead of just getting a slap on our wrists. We don't have much more land here, and we got to take care of it. So I'm glad the staff has been recommending that whatever we come up with has teeth and can go into the courts. You can be prosecuted now. And I love that. Tough love. We live here, you know? You know, we all live together here. We got to be responsible for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, you know? And the ATR is not doing any favors to us. So, I mean, we got to make sure what we have left is taken care of. And we're able to prosecute on that, on any kind of law that we create or legislation that we create with this government.
In a May 15th media release put out by Six Nations Elected Council, it read, quote, Six Nations of the Grand River is updating its waste management bylaw to address the importation of bulk excess soil that may contain contaminants of liquid and solid waste, invasive species, and or pathogens. The importation of waste affects us all, and while we await the implementation of the updated waste management bylaw, the interim voluntary compliance protocol on bulk excess soil import and dumping is in place to protect our environment, including streams, wetlands, ecosystems, fish and wildlife, our roads and infrastructure, including bridges, culverts and drainage systems, and our health, including soil pathogens, food we grow and water we drink, end quote. Community members concerned about trucking or dumping unknown materials on the territory are encouraged to contact the Spills Action Center at 1-800-268-6060 to report any concerns by reporting the trucking company name, license plate number, and blue tag or address where the dumping is occurring. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.